The language that we use can be very powerful. If you think about it, when we're working with somebody, when you're learning about them as a unique individual, you're learning about them as a person. And yes, it's important for us to understand what labels have been attached to that person, what their diagnoses are, what their, you know, history is, and what they've experienced over time. And all of those experiences usually end up creating some sort of label that's attached to that person and then carries with them. So we get that information out of the file, but it doesn't really help us get to know the person and who they are. But what's important in establishing a relationship and being able to work with somebody is getting to know them as a person.
One of the core principles of person-centered practices is using language and terminology that puts the person before their diagnoses. Spending time genuinely getting to know the whole person and helping them implement person-centered plans will help you assess the strengths and needs of the person you support. This portion of the training will help you understand the medical diagnoses and the preferred, respectful, people-first language that should be used in all interactions with the people you support.